Welcome to Maseches Gittin, Perek Tes Mishnah Vav, Chapter 9, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah begins, an odd type of get. Shnei Gittin, if there were two separate divorces, Shekisavan Zeh B'Tzad Zeh, that a person wrote side by side on one, you know, horizontal large piece of paper, so you have two columns, and one column is one get, and one to its left is the next get. Hushnai made him Ivrim Baim, and now you have two witnesses that signed in Hebrew, mitachazeh letachazeh, and they signed. So let's just say that one's name was Yitzchak ben Avram, and the other is Yaakov ben Yitzchak. So they signed Yitzchak on the right get, and then ben Avram underneath the left get. Yaakov on the right get, ben Yitzchak on the left get. But in addition to that, says the Mishnah, Ushnaim edim yivanim, and two Jewish people that wrote in Greek. Right, Greek is like English. It's written left to right. Boi mitachazeh letachazeh. So they wrote Yaakov ben Yitzchak, but they began on the left side because the name Yaakov goes left to right. Same thing with the second witness. Esha edim harishanim nikroin imai kasher. The get that the names of the first edim are read with it is kasher. That means to say, if the ones that signed in Hebrew signed first, so then the get that's on the right side is kasher. And if the ones in Greek, in the secular language, signed first, then the one on the left side is kasher. Or it says the Mishnah, Eid Echad Ivri, Ve'id Echad Yevani. Let's say there's one witness that writes in Hebrew right to left, Eid Echad Yevani, and one writes in Greek, left to right, Eid Echad Ivri, one writes right to left, Eid Echad Yevani, and the other writes left to right. But mitachazeh letachazeh, so you have a get where there's four witnesses signed on it. The first one signs in Hebrew, next one in Greek. Hebrew and then Greek, says the Mishnah, Shnei Psuim, both Gittin are considered puzzle, because in that situation, you don't have two Edim that are really signed appropriately, one after the next, in any spot. Let's see Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah 7. Shir Mikzas HaGet Uksavai Bedaf HaSheni. Let's say a person wrote a get, but he wrote large, and he wasn't able to fill it all on one side of paper, so he writes it in the next column. It means to say in those days, they had a picture like a Torah scroll or a Megillah. It had columns, and it was a large, wide scroll. So he writes his whole get in the right column, and then he doesn't finish it, so he has to write it into the left column. Va'edim milmata, and the witnesses signed at the end of the get, so under the left column, kasher. Then we say the get is kasher, it's valid. However, says the Mishnah Chasuei the Mitzat Bereish Hadaf, if they signed above the actual get, so they didn't do it underneath it, or they signed Min Hatzad in the margin, either the right or the left of the get, Oy Me'acharav Beget Pasher, they signed the back of the paper by a simple type of get. The get is puzzle, says the Mishnah, it's invalid, it's disqualified because the Chacham instituted that the get, the Edom have to sign at the bottom of the actual text of the get. Says the Mishnah, Hikiv Roshis, Ozeh B'tzad Roshis Ozeh. That means that if the fellow, let's say, wrote the top of the two Gittin, he wrote one get from the middle of the page to the bottom, and the other one he wrote next to it, but he wrote it from the middle and up. So you have kind of like, you know, the first column has a get on the bottom half of it, and the second column has the get on the top half of it. And the Edom sign now between, in the middle of the page, kind of between the two columns. Shneim psuim, both Gittin are puzzle, because the signature is not under either of them. Let's say he wrote one daf, one column of the get, he wrote it from top to bottom, and the other one he wrote from bottom to top. So he started at the bottom and wrote it upwards. And now the Edom are signed between the two of them. Esha Edom nikra, I mean by the top get, which is written normally in the Edom are signed underneath it, kasher, that's valid. However, the other one is not, because it comes out that you don't have the Edom signed underneath it. Let's say a person writes two Gittin, one after another, and the Edom are signed in the middle. The first get where the Edom are signed after the get, that's kasher. However, the other one is not kasher. Wishing you a beautiful, amazing Shabbos, and an easy and a meaningful fast.